Blanka Ziska, you have just won a wonderful award of $100,000 from the Vilcek Foundation. Tell us a little about the foundation.
You know, I didn't know anything about the foundation whatsoever when I found out. I got this phone call on my cell phone, and there was some man talking to me in an accent, calls me in, is telling me, please call me back. I think I may have a good news for you. So I am in rehearsals and I'm just putting in back. And okay, then finally around 5:30 in the evening, I'm calling him. And I was thinking, well, maybe there is some money for the Wilma Theater. This would be exciting, new money, right? We are always looking to fundraise more money for the theater. And so I return the phone call and he tells me, there is a little bit of money. And I'm like, yeah, great. He's like, but it's for you. It's not going to be for theater. And I'm thinking, okay, that will be probably about $5,000. That's what they do out there, you know, $5,000 for individual artists. Mm-hmm. And then he says, $100,000. And I was just completely shocked. So then I had to go on the website and really find out more about who that foundation, who they are. And, you know, I found out that both he and his wife, Marisa, came from the former Czechoslovakia. And he has made a fortune. And then he has decided that he wants to start a foundation to celebrate the work of immigrant artists. No, first it started immigrant scientists who had made a big impact on the field. And about 8 years ago, he has decided to add artists to the scientists. So now he has the category of the scientists and artists. So I'm joining the ranks of Baryshnikov, Yo-Yo Ma, and Blanka Ziska.
That's terrific. That's terrific. And what a group to be in.
And also I want to just say that he actually himself doesn't make any decisions about who gets the grant. So there he has, for both the scientific part and the artistic part, he has a group of experts from the field who make the decision, and he accepts that. So he was very excited when he found out that I was from the same little country that he was born into.
That's great. That's great. And it's really germane right now because it's an award for an immigrant artist or an immigrant scientist, somebody who has a major achievement in a career or has had a career of major achievements. Go back to that committee room where you weren't even at when the decision was made. What do you think they talked about when they talked about you, Blanka Ziska?
That would be such a speculation. I don't know. You know, I think that I have, in the last several years, really am taking a new direction with the Wilma that is starting to be talked about on the national scene. And that is that I'm trying to really get away from the institutional corporate theater making that I think we have kind of established in the 1990s, you know, when the institutions were kind of modeled after corporations, when you have CEO and then, you know, going down this pyramid, yeah, you know, right, and all that. And, you know, theater is a collaborative art, and the people who create the art are the actors, the artists, the writers, the designers, the directors, and yet they are those freelancers that who are jobbed in every time and make this institution go on. You know, so for many years I feel that there has been this impact, this emphasis on having the institution to keep on going under any kind of circumstances just for its own sake, right? But I feel, you know, that institution doesn't have to exist. The art has to exist. And if the institution, and I think I probably should not say it out loud because my board of directors will not like it, but I feel we should not be talking about, you know, does Wilma going to be existing, will be in existence 20 years from now, and how do we provide for that? I think what is more important is that we are focusing on the work now and create very exciting, unusual, original projects that will have an impact on what's happening in Philadelphia.
In December, you told American Theater Magazine that you were in a time of transition. They had a wonderful profile of
yes.
you in there.
Mm-hmm.
You said, we're in a time of transition, and I'm going to quote you. You said, we have not completely given up on the old system, but we are in the groundwork of devising a new one. Tell me about the new one.
Well, this is what I'm saying, is that I want to really focus on the artist and give the artists, and I'm not talking just about actors, but playwrights and directors, an opportunity to experiment, give them time and resources. So, and I feel that the experimentation cannot really exist without continuation, because we are now in a system that we are hiring actors for each project through auditions. There are many actors, and we are looking at almost visually who will fit the type. But acting is about craft, and acting is about, really, it's an art of transformation. And I want to give the actor an opportunity to play roles and explore the possibilities of roles that he or she would not be cast because they don't look at, you know, at the first sight, they don't look at. And that's kind of what the audition system does. But what it also, what audition system does is that you come into rehearsals and you have, for the first time, in the room together, a group of people who do not know each other. And we are supposed to work on a piece of art together. Well, what is the meaning behind it? Where is, you know, the common purpose behind it? If we are coming together as these individuals for a job to have, and art has to have that kind of persuasion, I feel we have to make an impact. We have to start conversation about what bothers us, what are our aesthetics, what is happening around the world, the complexities that we are facing, and addressing it through the art.
And to do that, you have to know one another.
And yes.
So tell us about the way that this transformation is taking place. You've created something with another nice grant called Wilma Hot House.
Right.
Tell us about the Hot House.
So first, I started to create these workshops when we have been inviting actors, Philadelphia actors. First, I want to also say, I decided also to focus on Philadelphia and invest into Philadelphia, because we have now a lot of artists living here. And, you know, in the past, a lot of the regional theaters went to New York, hired actors from New York, brought them for a production, and they left. So the actors from New York, if they didn't get a movie, a film, Broadway, off-Broadway, or off-Broadway show, they would come to Philadelphia. So after all those disappointments, they are here to work with me, right?
Well, and we now have more than 1,000 equity actors, union actors,
yes,
working in the city,
yes,
in the region.
That's what I'm saying. But what I also feel that we have to be careful here in Philadelphia, that we do not get satisfied easily with our own kind of self-importance and kind of, you know, patting each other on our shoulders and telling each other how good and great we are, which is kind of what we do. So I feel it's really important to bring other master teachers to Philadelphia. So that's what I've been doing with, for instance, Theodoros Terzopoulos. You know, for over 3 years, we have been in collaboration with him through different workshops. I have sent, you know, he's a director from Athens, Greece, who has been developing very specific style of attacking or interpreting Greek tragedies. And so I have brought him here several times for workshops, but also sent Philadelphia actors to study in Athens. And then finally, we have decided to do the project of Antigone with Philadelphia actors working together with actors from his company.
Yes, and that was this fall.
This was just this September. So these workshops, you know, with the foreign artists, I want to not just bring foreign artists here and present them. I want them to have impact and show to or introduce to our artists hear other ways of working, you know, their unique ways of working, and mix it up and influence each other and have this conversation, not just about meaning and content, but also about aesthetics, different aesthetics.
You've also taken a worldview throughout the history of the Wilma. You've brought foreign playwrights in.
Yes.
You have a very close relation with Tom Stoppard.
Yes.
The first play that you opened your new theater with in 96?
1996, yeah.
Yeah, was a Tom Stoppard play,
right,
as I recall.
Right.
So isn't this more of a continuation, but out of just the playwriting sphere?
Right, it's now going
into the performance sphere.
That's right. That's exactly it. So the next step after these workshops was discussing with the actors who have been taking them about how we can keep on working this way and not just wait for a workshop that happens, you know, for 2 weeks, once it's 6 months. And we have come to a conclusion that actually we all want to invest into spending our Mondays, which is quite a difficult thing for actors who are working every day but Monday to come
right
back to the Wilma and do the workshop, the Hot House workshop, you know, which is kind of a place and time that we are putting aside for experimentation, for training, and for exploration of possible new projects.
This isn't just a little thing. How long does a Hot House period of sessions last?
It lasts 6 hours.
And for how many weeks?
And this year it's going to be 42 weeks.
42 weeks.
And an actor, in order to be a member of the Hot House, he has to be present at 32 sessions.
Wow.
At least.
Wow.
So it's tough.
And how many people?
So we have now 10 people, mm-hmm, because not every actor that I invited was able to join us, since some of them are teaching on Mondays. So we have this 10 people who are members, and then there's other 6 actors who are associate artists, and, you know, we'll be addressing by the end of the year. We'll have conversation about where is it going, how is it going,
what is the next step. Is the next step ultimate step to create new work, or is the ultimate step also to create a new kind of performance that might be a part of that actor's bag of tricks? I'm kind of curious about what, if I were in the Hot House, what would I be wanting as a goal?
As an actor. I think it's being part of the collective of actors that are there and working on pieces together, rather than like, in what do I get of it as I alone? But you as an individual, what you will get out of it is learning about a system of work, finding discipline, finding methodology, how to keep at it even when you are not at the rehearsals with others. You know, you can almost practice your vocal and physical exercises as people practice yoga, if you have a system, or as musicians would practice their music pieces, right?
Right.
And this is something that we do not know here. You know, that's something that people do in Europe, actors do in Europe.
Well, you are certainly set on a whole new course there. And I congratulate you, Blanka Ziska, on the Vilcek Foundation Prize. And it's been delightful to talk with you.
Thank you, Howie.